Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he gathers. And I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrew.
Hello, my sister.
Shalom, shalom, and greetings. Bless you all in the sweet, victorious name of Jesus Christ, the reason I live, move, and breathe, the reason I can speak and talk to each of you. Thanks for sitting down and listening tonight, or even if you're moving around and listening. Thank you for driving and listening. Thank you for subscribing to our channel, following, giving the thumbs up, and all those good things. Thanks for following all the other channels that are associated with Straightway Truth Ministries, all of our men, our brothers. Bless you. Give me a sound check. I hope to see tens in our chat room if you're following us on the computer live. Remember, if you're just now catching us for the first time on YouTube and it's a recording or a repeat, you can catch us live on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, hallelujah, on blogtalkradio.com. It's a /straightway. And Mother Jennifer's in Georgia. I'm in Tennessee. We do this thing together 99.9% of the time. Sometimes we have guests. Sometimes we have our Mother Carol, or even just those who have wonderful testimonies to share. It's all about encouraging each of you, and I thank you so much for your time. Shout out to Marshala and the Conversations and Cocktails tonight. It's actually spread even to another home fellowship that join together and do the same thing. So thank you to all my sisters. Bless y'all so much. It's very humbling. I pray that you can see through my faults, see through Mother Jennifer's faults, and hear the spirit of y'all in us. Bless you, Mother Jennifer. Let's get a sound check.
Bless you, Sister Ashley, and blessings to the Daughters of Zion. It's really good to be here for another episode of Sister to Sister. It is a very encouraging thing having women coming together and listening to the broadcast together. So hallelujah for that. I pray that everyone can hear me. I can hear you, Sister Ashley, and when you're ready, we can move forward.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah for every single saint in my life, those who sharpen me, those who love me, those who honor me, those who make it tough for me. Hallelujah. Those who are a mirror to me. Praise his holy name. Bless him for my husband. Bless him for my shepherd's family. Thank you for continually feeding us as a people, as I've always stayed hungry. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, your heart.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to acknowledge the Most High for his faithfulness toward Israel, for equipping us and strengthening us during this time, during this hour. I want to give all glory and honor to my husband, Elder Rufus, for his loving endurance, his loving commitment towards us, and just showing his family the proper way to walk in the Most High. I want to acknowledge our shepherd, Pastor Dow, for continuing to teach us in all things, and especially right now in the area of spiritual warfare and teaching us how to war and even going into higher levels of learning. And just really taking the time with us and allowing us to grasp it and to get understanding that we need. And I also want to acknowledge Brother Gideon. Brother Gideon and his family, they were here in Georgia for the past 2 days to teach and to train our brothers on weapon safety. And just, you know, a lot of training went forward. And I just want to thank Brother Gideon for loving the Most High by loving Yah's people and teaching us how to stay safe and how to be an equipped people. So that's all I have, Sister Ashley. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Tonight's show, truly, I started gathering some clips to play for you all about 20 minutes ago. I've been blank all day, you know, in my mind. I've been blank considering what to speak on. We're in a season right now where, you know, pastor's going to be teaching us new things, and I could share my experiences, but I don't want to overstep his leading. He knows the pace, so I didn't want to go that way. I really enjoyed Lion's Den this week, as I always do, and I considered some of the things that they said, but you know, 20 minutes before the show, I just said, hey, let's talk about two things, lukewarm and prayer. So that's my focus, but it doesn't mean, hey, we're going to open up the emails, open up even the chat room for dialogue, anything about deliverance, any question about deliverance. Hopefully our experience will be able to bring an answer to you. If we don't get many emails, if we don't get much in the chat room, it's going to be a pretty short show because I just don't have a lot for you. Oftentimes when we're blank like this, it really means that I give you guys the opportunity to produce this show. I'm relying on you, on your questions, or the things that you might have going on that would benefit the whole. Let's share our dates real quick. September 25th is our Feast of Trumpets, it's 73 days away. October 4th is our Day of Atonement, it's 82 days away. And October 9th is the beginning of Feast of Tabernacles, it's 87 days away. All right, so countdown, 73 days from now, we'll be celebrating with the Feast of Trumpets, Yah willing. Tonight we'll talk about Revelations 3:16. That's really the only verse I'm going to probably repeat or share. The Be a Blessing list is coming up probably next week, Mother Jennifer, so get ready. Right now, what I do know, what I can tell y'all is that will be on it is number 10 cans of black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, corn, and green beans. So if you have them in your area, sometimes they put limits on them. Sometimes they're harder to find. Putting that out there first. We're already purchasing and stashing up on some of those things. So those vegetables, I believe, are the only food items on the list this year. You basically know our paper goods that are going to be on there, so we'll share that next week. Anything from you, Mother Jennifer?
Just wanted to really encourage everyone to continue to store, continue to save up. I remember Pastor making a video saying, you know, you don't want to go out to the store and be discouraged by the prices and just not do anything, because it's not, the prices are not going to go down. When I went to the store this week, I noticed that a pint of sunflower oil was $12.50. And just a year ago, it was $5.99. I spent $50 when I went out to one particular store, and I got a 5-pound bag of rice. I got 2 cans of coconut milk, 4 small containers of seasoning, and 1 watermelon. And that was $50, about $46 and change. But, you know, the prices are not going to go back down. So I pray that everybody has been storing, and I pray that we continue to store items up as well. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I'm thankful to be at a place that is very well-rounded in the information that is given out. You know, it doesn't matter if it's politics, silver and gold. We've talked about these things before. Homesteading, et cetera, is very, very well-rounded. And a lot of the information, of course, that I receive, that we receive as sisters, we would not be doing all that research. We would not know what we know without being interconnected with one with another. So all praise to the Most High, yeah. Okay, so once we kick off our conversation, I truly don't even know how it's going to go, but I'm just ready. I'm ready to share my experiences or any answers that I have in me. So thank you to those who pray. Thank you so much to those who pray sincerely, those who do find something to repent for continually and daily. Thank you to those in the background, like Pastor said, that will get a higher seat. It's not even about that, but we'll get a crown of life and a high seat and a high calling in the kingdom for praying and lifting up those of us who need it. Hey, it's raining, huh, Sister Sakina? Raining again. All right, hallelujah. Praise y'all. Our harvest is going really well. Fields are looking beautiful. Harvest is coming in. Just traded out our seasonal crops, so we traded out our collards for tons of green beans, just planted them, waiting on that to come in, harvesting our squash. Harvesting some green beans from the top of the hill, harvesting our okra, waiting on tomatoes to come in. They do really well in this area, and many, many other things. So I hope you're doing what you can, even in your apartment, in your container gardens, or whatever you got. Hallelujah. So Kena went out to roll the windows up. So let's go. Jennifer, are you ready? I'm going to play a clip.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready, Sister Ashley.
Right. Thanks so much for always tuning in with me. Hey, everybody who does ask me, I don't think I talked about my pregnancy, the entire pregnancy until now. I usually do that just so you know towards the end where I'm at. I turned 37 weeks pregnant today. I usually give birth at 38 or by 38, so maybe I got a good 2 Sabbaths in me if the pattern stays the same. I'll miss you guys. You got a great show ahead of you. You got a great host stepping in. Mother Jennifer's going to lead the show every time, all the time. And it'll flow perfectly even without me. So thank y'all so much for asking, inquiring, or for those who do mention my name in prayer, seriously in prayer and sincerely in prayer. Thank you so much. You will get an announcement from Mother Jennifer on how things have went. So thank you to my supporters. Bless y'all. All right, we're going to Pastor Del's channel yesterday live. What you got? Anything? Oh, thank you so much. She said my windows are down. Deacon Bell's windows in the bin. Right.
Sister Ashley, before you start, can I just say one thing? I'm glad you mentioned Pastor Dow's channel. A lot of the saints I'm noticing are not getting notifications from Pastor Dow's channel. Even if you unsubscribe and then resubscribe, it might fix it temporarily, but then you still are not getting the notification. So what you have to do is just check every day. Check every day for the videos that he's putting out, because it seems like it's something that is just going on. So obviously we have a devil who does not want the truth to get out. So we just have to be diligent in checking the videos to see what activity has taken place on Pastor Dow's YouTube page. Sister Ashley.
Yes, ma'am, I do not get the notifications, and yes, I'm, of course, subscribed, and I got my notifications turned on. I don't think I've ever gotten them from the beginning, so I truly just have to check daily, too. You guys are aware of our dining hall facility, and we sit together, we eat together, we labor together, and we listen to his videos together. So a lot of times I will hear it there. And sometimes we might not play a video. And so I do got to do my own diligence and go back, so do the saints here on the land, to make sure that we've caught everything live in the dining hall. So let's play a few clips. They're all short tonight, but let's see what kind of dialogue we can glean from this. Here we go.
All of y'all to be praying for Pastor Dow, because that's one thing that the kingdom of darkness don't want. They don't want the angels of the Most High Yah being encountered around about them that fear him, and they definitely don't want us to start praying, because they want us to get busy with everyday life, become mute, so they can continue to keep on oppressing, harassing, tempting, driving, tormenting, and keep you busy and keeping you off focus. So I'm definitely going to need for y'all to be praying and lifting up the name of Pastor Charles Dow on a daily, since we definitely done start really truly pinpointing the Marine spirit. And then while I was up this morning,
all right, so that was him giving a plea, if I can use the word plea, to get us all to pray for his house and to pray against the kingdom of darkness. I wanted to start there because perhaps prayer is new for a large majority of the listening audience, or praying correctly is new. I really like hearing stories, Mother Jennifer, like Brother Daniel shared online then some weeks ago, that he walked around, had to be like a year, praying for Brother Rob. And Sister Chris even had posted in the chat room, like, yes, it's the truth. Right, because he shouted out to Sister Chris, like, let him know, is that the truth or not? Like, I walked around literally every day praying for this brother. Stories like that is really encouraging. And prayer does take time often for results. But back it up a little bit. Let's just go to prayer. Mother Jennifer, anything that you thought of when you heard him plead with the saints to start praying together?
I wanted to say that, you know, it's always a benefit to make sure that you remain ready. That you make sure that you remain ready in your spirit, in your character. Sister Ashley, you mentioned repentance, and repentance should continually be on your mind. It should be on your lips. It should be on your heart. That is the way that you continue to remain ready. Pastor mentioned the enemy using distractions as a tool. And when you are a shepherd, a leader, such as our pastor is, there's going to be so much on his plate, you know, and it could be easy for the devil to try to come in and distract. And so this is why you need prayer warriors behind the scenes, lifting up and holding up the man of Yah. But there's no way to do it if you're not ready. You have to remain ready. You know, you can't say, okay, well, I'll start praying for our shepherd next week. I got some things that I've got to get in order. You should be in order now. You know, always remain in a position of being ready. Have repentance on your heart and on your lips always. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. You know, you mentioned being busy and being distracted, and I know that would look different for each of us in our lives depending on our daily activities, but please don't allow motherhood or being a submitted servant to your husband or any form of what you occupy your time with to keep you from being a good spiritual warrior. Over here in, this is the first time I'm going to read it, but I might read it many times throughout the night, is Revelation 3:16. It says, because you are lukewarm, and he mentioned that also in his live video that we're playing from tonight. Let me go over here to a comparison. Thank you so much. Hold that question. Thank you for your questions and your participation. There's different, I went to the comparison really quick. And so Revelation 3:16, and I'll read it, says, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. So the Father is speaking against, if I can say that, against lukewarmness, right? Look at this one. It says, because you're stale and you're stagnant, you make me want to vomit. That's another translation. Because you're stale and you're stagnant, you make me want to vomit. So really, if you consider that verse, you want to reevaluate yourself, making sure that you're giving your best effort It changed my life years and years ago when Elder Rufus was still a brother and he was not ordained an elder. You've heard this before if you've been listening to the show for years. Mother Jennifer and Elder used to come to the house, to the Bell House, and stay with us. This was years ago, probably over 9 years ago. And Elder Rufus, if I could have recorded it, it would really have blessed y'all just the same. But I'll give you the meat that I took out of it. That time was created for us. So the time that you spend on your knees was created for us. That is not his time requirement. The 2 and 3 hours, the 10 hours, the 16 hours, the, you know, all this time that might drive you to believe that this is your works, your works, your works. You got to, you know, labor all these hours. No, it's the quality. It's the quality. And if the quality has to be or needs to be hours, then let it be. But you still can't skip that quality. And for me personally, there's never been a purification, a child being born, a stewardship, a community duty, anything that has truly ever hindered my prayers. I've had busy days, busy moments, or maybe even busy weekends or weeks, feast days, etc., where prayers are different or on hold or not prayed as much. But I have never and I will never allow anything in this flesh to hinder me from prayer. How about you, Grandma Barb? Grandma Barb pulled 3-a-day prayers for years and years, and still, you try not to ever skip, right, Grandma Barb? Never, she said, I try never. And we're you know, got to be in the down hall 8 o'clock, 5 days a week. You know, got to be in the down hall 3 o'clock, 5 days a week. We have committed places to be, committed jobs to be, jobs that usually someone else is telling us we need to be there, just kind of giving y'all all that feedback so that you know there's a way around it to get out of the passive laziness of your flesh and to really have that testimony that says, I will not and I am not lukewarm, but yet I won't be driven by any perfectionism either, you know, that's going to condemn me if I don't spend hours and hours with my Creator. Mother Jennifer, talk about a balance.
You know, Sister Ashley, when I experienced motherhood, when I after I experienced the birth of a child, I learned a new way to pray and to spend time with Yah. I remember in the beginning having this expectation that things would remain the same, you know, that I would still have all the time that I wanted to be able to get on my knees and this Yah and all this quiet and this silence, and it just was not working out that way. And so I had to repent for not changing my mind. So I learned how to spend time with Yah with the baby in my arms. I learned how to pray to Yah with a baby in my arms. I learned how to communicate with him no matter what I was doing, you know. And so it was taking me, Yah was taking me to a whole nother level in my communication with him, in spending time with him. And so I couldn't allow my expectation to be put on him. He was trying to move me to a whole different level. And I like what you said, don't allow, you know, children or the birth of a child to restrict you or to distract you. It's just going to look different. Sister Ashley?
A question in the chat room. It says, how to walk in humility to war against pride before sitting in a chair to get deliverance for Leviathan. Again, question is, how to walk in humility to war against pride before sitting in a chair to get deliverance for Leviathan. Your humility is expressed to your Creator by begging for freedom. That's the requirement. So if your pride is manifested in your daily activities, your actions, your speech, etc., your humility is displayed on your knees. Now, sometimes, depending on where you are in your deliverance or your requirement, you might have to produce humility towards a certain individual before you can get free. Maybe it's a constant conflict. Maybe it's a fighting of a person and not a spirit. So remember, don't waste your time fighting a person or raising up in pride towards a person, because a demon spirit that is manipulating your life or his or her life makes wicked action influence you both going back and forth. So you can always humble that. You can always squash that. But to answer your question, your humility is in your complete desperation to the Creator. And your honesty to the Creator is saying, I'm not being humble enough or desperate enough, if that be the case. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. The areas where you are prideful, those areas need to completely change. They need to completely turn around. If you have a hard time being vulnerable, then you need to be vulnerable. If you have, let's say, in the past, you have torn your husband down because of pride, then you need to learn how to build him up. Because of pride, if you have justified your actions, you need to stop justifying your actions. So it's whatever area you're struggling in because you're allowing pride to rule, you have to become the opposite of that. And everybody's situation may be different. So that's why I just named a few here. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Let me go back to my verse for the night. Because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth and spew you out of my mouth. It's a really fearful statement. Consider what lukewarm would even mean, or possibly even some synonyms, which for me is like half-hearted, unenthusiastic, uninterested, unconcerned, and almost emotionless. So let's say Pastor says we're engaging in this. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to learn. He's going to teach us this way, teach us that way. And you detect that uninterested spirit, that unresponsive, unmoved, passionless, half-hearted, apathetic, unenthusiastic spirit. There's a repentance requirement because there's a lethargy and a lukewarmness and a passivity over a people that have been oppressed so many years that you can't even stir up a fire within yourself. And so you need to make your request known, to burn again, to be lit, to really be on fire and confess this passionate, unconcerned, emotionless spirit that you have. Mother Jennifer?
Right, and the first step is identifying and understanding exactly what it is, you know, really confessing that I'm just going through the motions. I'm not on fire the way that I need to be. You know, making those confessions goes a long, long way, really discerning your heart and discerning yourself so that you can repent and be set free, get the deliverance that you need, and to be able to move on. Sister Ashley?
Awesome. Sister Sakina posted the synonyms there in the chat room if you're there. Let's go to our next clip.
And they were coming too, man hard. And so while I yet was asleep, the warfare was literally real. I mean, literally real. And so I probably had spiritual warfare in my dreams last night, probably maybe 2 hours. I mean, going at it. It's one thing that the kingdom of darkness hates is the name of Jesus.
All right, pause. Let me go back, okay?
Demonic spirits, evil spirits, and my dream. And, of course, I figured that they were coming. And they were coming, too. Man, hard. And so while I yet was asleep, the warfare was literally real. I mean, literally real. And so I probably had spiritual warfare in my dreams last night, probably maybe 2 hours. I mean, going at it. It's one thing that the kingdom of darkness hates is the name of Jesus. You know, people come up with all different types of logics and reasonings. They come up with all different types of philosophies. Some people use modalism in order to try to dispel the name of Jesus. But the name of Jesus in English is a very good translation from Hebrew to Greek.
All right. Couple key points. He was able to fight even in his sleep. So I want to bring that up so that we can all mature that and develop that ability. I, too, am able to do that. But this exact same night that he was fighting in his sleep, I had a spirit come to me in my sleep and speak to me in the still small voice of the Most High Yah and give me direction as if it was Yah to tell me what to do. And when I woke, and it was a whole process. Y'all got to understand, you know, when you really do war, and let's go to this question here, Mother Jennifer. And I'm going to give it to you. It says, in the chat room, please talk about the impact and the power of consistent praying and fasting as a woman, a wife, or a mother, and what it has in the assembly. So the impact and the power of consistent praying and fasting as a woman, or wife, or a mother in the assembly, Mother Jennifer.
The power of consistent praying and fasting is, number one, going to change you as a wife and as a mother. It's not to change your home. It's going to first start by changing you and making you be the woman that you need to be. You'll become a woman that is in order as opposed to a woman who is out of order and tearing down your home. So if you're consistent in that area, you will change, and because of your changes, your home will change. You know, it talks about, the Bible talks about a wise woman building her home. And it also talks about how a woman can win her husband over through her conversation. It's not the words that she uses, it's her lifestyle. So praying and fasting consistently is going to build you up in your lifestyle. And, you know, your way is going to be pleasing in the sight of Yah. And because of that, your home will be built. Sister Ashley?
Very good. Very, very good. And I'll bring the balance. You know, praying and fasting for perhaps a Christian assembly or a Christian church is completely different than the effects of actually being a part of the faith and doing it. The whys you can figure out for yourself, because we really are opposing our enemy. We're not shaking hands with him. And there's no one else really that we know that's fighting against them the way that we are because of our lifestyle. And so let me read you a quote really quick, and I'm building onto something. It says, a person becomes strong in the Most High through total submission to the Holy Spirit, total submission to the word of the Most High, total obedience to Christ and humility. And he or she stands in the righteousness of Christ, and holiness is his or her lifestyle. Being strong in the Most High is a level of deliverance in itself. A person that is strong in the Most High, the demonic powers cannot manipulate so easily. That also is reflected in Pastor's comment when he says he can fight even in his sleep. He can fight in his sleep because by nature, fighting when you're awake has become such a part of you. That saying the name Jesus, which you know that as he spoke, he just continued to flow right into the power of the name, which he's given away. What did you do to fight in your sleep? You called on the name of Jesus. You know, what did you use? What was your tools? What was that like? What was that experience like? All those questions you may have, all you got to do is just say Jesus. And when you pray that way and you live that way and you call on him and you believe in his name and his power, right, Grandma Barb? You can turn a dream off. You can get out of the dream. You know, check out. Wake yourself up. Fight. Resist. I also dreamt that very night, and no, I don't dream often, that the communities were being flooded and so many souls were drowning. I mean, just wailing, screaming and crying out, and no one could help them. Only a few were able to truly swim and stay afloat, right? What does that matter? We don't share dreams and speak of those things on this show. We really don't. But I'm going to your question to talk about the impact of the power of consistent prayer and fasting. Almost 1 year ago, how many was it, Chef? Six of us, women, fasted and prayed together against the Marine Kingdom. Almost 1 year ago, six of us prayed and fasted against the Marine Kingdom. That's, for me, that's all I'm going to share, because I don't believe some of you would even believe or stomach what actually happened and transpired during that fast. It would be beyond your imagination. But I'll bring Sakina up because she was one of them. Come on, Chef. Come on, Sakina. During that particular fast, thank you for joining me almost a year ago, by the way. Anything happened? Anything like what was it like for you? How long did we do it?
It was different. You do get attacked in your sleep.
You got attacked during your sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Satan's kingdom knows that you are pinpointing an area where it's dark for him, meaning that people really don't know a lot about the Marine Kingdom, and as we were embarking on that, Satan would send his demons and his minions, or the Marine Kingdom would send their demons and minions to try to get me to agree to something inappropriate dealing with the Marine Kingdom, which is basically a lust-based, sexually-driven-based kingdom. So in my sleep, there would be
temptations,
yes,
things to agree with.
Yep, just to get you to agree with that and make that covenant so that you can be powerless and not as effective for the kingdom of the Most High.
During your fast.
During a fast.
During the fast, yes.
No break.
And we joined together. It was 30 days?
Yes.
Yes. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Woo. Almost 1 year ago. So I'm blessed that any of you would embrace this this fire, this teaching that Pastor Sharon, hoping that even the impact of our fasting and praying together would even bring about some form of impact for our shepherd to, you know, get information downloaded from heaven. You know, we're behind the scenes lifting him up, lifting his hands up, praying for the ministry. And it is my hope that we had an impact to see it turn around in less than a year and then come out in the open. That's just, I'm only sharing that because your question, honestly, because the things that we do are not for earthly crowns, you know. So that's my answer to the impact of the power of consistent praying and fasting as women. We can do things behind the scenes to support the men. Next question, Mother Jennifer says, please speak to the importance of learning to pray scripture, as Brother Daniel mentioned last evening. Go ahead.
You know, Sister Ashley, when you look at Yah's word, you learn that Yah has a way that he speaks. He has a way that he deals with us, and it's through his word. And we have to get on his program. We have to use his word in order to communicate with him. So the importance of it is because his word is lined with so many promises. You know, he's bound by his word. So we have to be able to tap into his word to tap into the promises that he's given to us. So it's very important to know and understand the word and have the word in our lips, because that is what he's going to honor. You know, so many times there could be situations that we're facing, and because we don't know or we don't understand the word, we limit Yah. We put limitations on him. And this is why it's so important to have the word of Yah in our hearts, so you'll know which direction that you need to go. And I wanted to say, you know, I remember when I first came into the faith, and I think it was Sister Chandra was the first one that I heard about knowing and learning how to fight in your sleep, you know, do spiritual warfare in your sleep. And, you know, that was something that we started putting into practice about maybe 9 years ago when we first learned it, you know, we first heard it. And it really changed the way that we slept. You know, before you go to sleep, we would really literally ask the Father, okay, teach us, Father, how to war in our sleep. Teach us how to battle even in our sleep. So we learned the warfare during the day, but he even taught us in our sleep. You know, he protected our thoughts. He protected our subconscious mind. He protected everything. And we noticed that our dreams started to change. You know, we were learning how to war in our sleep. And then there came a point where things were not what they used to be. You know, the dreams were It was easier. It was easier to battle, I will say, because we learned that tactic. So it is very encouraging that we have a ministry, we have a shepherd who teaches war on all front. Sister Ashley?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I have had, or I have seen, demonic spirits manifest themselves as I'm fasting or praying. I've had things hit the side of my house when I'm down on my knees praying. That is so loud, right, Chef?
Yep.
This happened to her just the other day. But it's as if someone ran their car into the side of Deacon Bell's house. You go out, nobody, nothing, you know, anything to distract. So the sounds and the things that Pastor speaks of is very, very real. They try to cause fear. Spirits try to cause fear. There's another quote from a spiritual warfare book here that says, a person that hasn't learned how to pray fire prayers will be turned into meat cooked in a satanic cauldron. It's a powerful statement not to induce any kind of fear in those who may not know how to pray, but it is to incite righteous fear. The enthusiasm, I'm glad it's there. But the severity and the sincerity of what Satan can actually do, the reverence you should have for your enemy, has got to line up with your enthusiasm. He's a very, very powerful foe. He'll take your life, your family, everything around you. Once again, not trying to cause you to fear. But you go down to pray in reverence. And if you don't know how to pray the word, then that's when, as we all started the same way, you pull out your Psalms and you pull out your Proverbs and you read them. You read them until they're in your heart, you know, and you build your arsenal. And there's nothing against, what you say, Chef, you posted it in Lions Den. No, you posted it in Pastor's Live video. There's no rules in what?
No, that was Lions Den. No rules in spiritual warfare.
No rules in spiritual warfare. Absolutely no problem in getting out your book every single time and praying right off the pages. Hallelujah. So let's see. Next question is, please talk about the process of binding and loosing before casting out demons, Mother Jennifer.
Binding and loosing is the process where you are, say you're attacking the spirit of pride. You know, this is a spirit that you want to get rid of. So you can literally bind the spirit of pride. You want to bind the spirit that you want to get rid of, and you want to loose a good spirit. You know, you want to loose a spirit from Yah that will actually combat that spirit of pride. So let's say you're binding the spirit of pride, you want to loose the spirit of humility. So whatever the opposite spirit is, that is what you want to loose. You want to use those spirits, you know, the spirits of Yah, to literally combat and fight those spirits that you are seeking to attack. And it is very helpful in deliverance because, you know, you just want to make sure that the spirits of Yah are there. You know, they're literally, they're at your disposal. So we have been given power in the name of Jesus to bind these spirits. And we've been given the power to loose the spirits of Yah. You know, he gives them to us. He literally allows us to use them. So it is important because it's spiritual warfare when you're in deliverance. It's spiritual warfare on a whole nother level. You know, if you could picture the battle that takes place, then you want to send the right command literally to these spirits so that the spiritual warfare that's going on, that you can come out victorious. So it's very important to understand and know what Yah's word is. And if you're battling pride, you have to know what the opposite of pride is. If you're battling fear, you have to know what the opposite of fear is. So that's why it's very important to understand and know what Yah's word says so that you can bind and loose appropriately. Sister Ashley?
Very good. So your submission to the Holy Spirit is a hedge. The word of the Most High Yah is a hedge. Your obedience, your humility is a hedge. Your holiness in your lifestyle is a hedge. Now you add all that up, and then you throw in powerful spiritual warfare prayers or just praying the word of the Most High Yah, you can really cover someone who needs it. You can really, if I can say, do damage. You can be surrounded by an invisible wall of fire. It doesn't mean that you won't be affected or you won't feel the flames or you won't, you know, things won't happen. Wicked actions and influences around you, sufferings or even self-afflictions, family members, pains, you know, all those things can still come upon you, but there's a strength that comes from this type of lifestyle. So you couple that with spiritual warfare. You don't want to grab out spiritual warfare, go into praying, and you have no life to back it up. When you're not loving her, you're not forgiving him, you're sassy and smarting off to this one or that one. It's like you want to produce true, genuine, Christ-like nature at all times, meaning the repentance requirement, right? Because none of us are going to be able to uphold a flawless, perfect resume. But you wanna repent when it's necessary, humble yourself when it's necessary, submit when it's necessary, and keep that resume going so you can be effective and not be lukewarm or spewed out of his mouth. All right, I think we're right now, no more questions, so let's go to the next clip.
Whatever these spirits are doing, they were trying to distract me and get me off of what I was studying because of the message that's going forth and what's coming, hopefully this Shabbat. And so I'm saying that to say that, you know, the kingdom of darkness has definitely done, the words have got out, so I need y'all to cover old Pastor Dow by the blood of Jesus, cover my house by the blood of Jesus and the community by the blood of Jesus and loose holy angels and bind witches, warlocks, satanic spirits, maritime spirits, marine spirits, bind them. And if we can collectively get y'all to go, because one can put 1,000 in flight, two can put 10,000 in flight, and we keep on going because they're trying their damnedest to distract me. They're trying their damnedest to do everything they can to keep me from bringing this message forth and feeding the flock of Yah. We know, those of us who are in real true deliverance ministry, those of us who understand the battle of the mind, we know the type of a warfare that we find ourselves in. Unlike in here in society today, you know, we're physically and officially, and Joe Biden received the MVP award for the most lousiest president that ever has been.
Hallelujah. You got to throw that in there. Mother Jennifer, your thoughts on that quote or that clip I played?
Yes, ma'am. Again, he's pointing out how the devil will try to distract. And, you know, when you think about the teaching this past Sabbath, I remember thinking as he was teaching it, I said, this is high-level teaching. What we're getting right here is literally high-level teaching. And so I was not surprised that for some it seemed short, but we had more than enough to study and we had more than enough to chew on. So with that level of teaching, it's very important that our shepherd has the focus that he needs. But, of course, the devil is going to come along and try to distract, because if what we got this past Shabbat was, you know, on that level, think about what we're going to get next Sabbath. So it's very important to keep him covered. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. When you go into war, you got to have a purpose, right? And you got to have a heart to receive instructions. You will be guided, you know, you will be guided along the way. It doesn't come with an audible voice. It's just a footprint, you know, what to say next, what to do next. Things will line up. You'll be used. You know, you got to have an aggressiveness about yourself. And as always, I'm always going to say a lifestyle of holiness. Sin opens the door to many demonic attacks. And it gives legal ground for any spirit to invade your life and to torment you. But holiness keeps you from sin. Holiness keeps you from sin when you choose holiness. And it's going to keep Satan and his kingdom from being able to penetrate into your life. You're going to be covered by the blood. So it's a practice. Holiness is the greatest barricade against satanic weapons. And that's where you can really see the lukewarmness manifest is in the holiness, right? Either you got it or you don't. Either you care or you don't. Either you love the world and you don't mind hanging with it and looking like it and acting like it, or, you know, it's like a conflict amongst women. You got the world and the carnality calling the prayer warriors self-righteous. And then you got the prayer warriors and the so-called self-righteous calling them the world in carnality, right? So you really got to isolate yourself, get your eyes off of everybody else, and find your purpose. Let's go to the next clip.
But they're just repeating what other people are saying.
Who's repeating what other people are saying? This is why I have quite a few people ask me about, like, what books that I recommend. Number one, as you heard me earlier say, I'm not going to skip ahead of Pastor. He might give us information in books that you recommend. I don't do, you hear me, you know, even read from a lot of books on the show. But when it comes to spiritual knowledge, discernment, or even engaging in deliverance, I have gotten 90% of everything I have retained in my head and all my knowledge from engaging in it, praying, fasting, and learning about it without a book, without a paper, literally sitting down helping somebody. I've helped people with Marine Kingdom spirits, not knowing anything about them, and been given information that is very helpful and key and paramount for what they needed. I've had deliverance myself for it, and it did not come from any book. I would hate to sit books in front of you and you overload yourself with information that you're still stuck on anger, you're still stuck on jealousy, you're still stuck on rejections and other, you know, spirits that you got to climb up and out of this ladder. We all have the power to bind and loose. We all have the power to grow in this truth together, and I'm thankful for that. But we have a lukewarmness about ourselves and our nature already. We're already overwhelmed. So this is just Yah's mercy to even expose us to the next anything, you know, because we're already overwhelmed with the things that we have going on in our life already. So if you don't quite understand the battle or how to pray, just take it easy. Take it slow. Don't feel like, you know, we're all called to be Dre and Gideon all of a sudden, you know. It's like, no, we got to have the guy in the back, too. We got to have the guy that just started, too. You know, you
got to
learn and walk your way up, Mother Jennifer.
And you know, Sister Ashley, this is why it's so important to remain ready. One place to really start is to make sure that you are always focused on unforgiveness. Make sure that you are not holding unforgiveness in your heart. Unforgiveness will try to sneak in at the most inopportune time. You know, you might justify not forgiving somebody. You might let yourself pass. You might let yourself slide. But one area is, to really focus on is unforgiveness, because if you have conquered that part, then you don't have to stop and really take the time to discern yourself. You already know what's going on with you. So stop looking at everybody else. Stop pointing the finger at everyone else and make sure that you are discerning yourself, that you know exactly what you need to deal with. And when you lay down at night, you know that you go before the Father, before you close your eyes, and you deal with everything that you need to deal with in any area, especially the area of unforgiveness. Don't let that slide at all. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. These are really good tactics for war. I appreciate everyone's questions. I got another one, and I hope sometimes I know when you're just typing out a question that it's, you try to make it short to the point so we can read it and get to it. I hope I am getting the right interpretation of this question. The question is, when we bind, this is from the chat room, when we bind, can the completion of binding be to cast them out at that moment? All right? When we bind, can the completion of binding be to cast them out at that moment? For me, casting out a devil, casting down imaginations, casting your cares on Yah is a removal. Binding is not a removal. That's placing bands, fetters, chains, or limitations. When you put them together, yes, I'm going to bind and cast you out, right? I'm going to bind you hand and foot and cast you out. But when you say completion, I really have to question that communication, because it is two different things. If I cast something down or cast it away, I am removing it. If I'm binding something, I'm giving it limitations. You understand, Mother Jennifer? Help me out.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, when you say completion, I'm not sure if this is it or not, but, you know, Sister Ashley, we have to understand that there are certain spirits that, you know, you might deal with a spirit, and let's say you get deliverance for that spirit. You know, you've sat in the chair and you've gotten deliverance. Well, there's still work for you to do after that. You have to make sure that you are doing what you need to make sure that your spirit does not take on the character of that particular spirit that you've gotten rid of. So you need to make sure that you're walking completely in submission to Yah, that you're not walking in a contrary nation to Him. And that is what brings the completion of making sure that you are done with this spirit, that your nature matches His. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. All right, we got another clip. Let's go there.
They're not really bringing forth solutions.
Wait a second. Let me run this one back a little bit. I got my time stamp at the wrong place. We're going to go to the 11-minute mark. I think I played the clip before the show and didn't start it correctly. All right, here we go.
I'm like, man. Then I get up. I get 4:30. I get up, get some coffee, get a study. Next thing you know, I got shit popping off in the living room and stuff, and sounds going on all over the dang place. I'm like, look at here. I say, well, here we go. I guess we in it now then, ain't we? So the enemy wants a battle. Here come the battle. Here come the fight. Here come the war. And I can't stress it enough how powerful the name of Jesus is. Because everything in heaven or in earth will bow to that name. Hallelujah. And I can't stress how powerful the blood is. So I really truly want prayer warriors, those who know how to pray in spiritual warfare, to actually join with me and cover us by the blood, because the enemy definitely does not want us to hear this. Now, I understand I went on the YouTube. I didn't pay too much attention to it.
All right, pause for a second. I'm going to play the rest of that. But he's talking about the power of the name and the blood. Mother Jennifer, talk about using that properly.
Yes, ma'am. We need to make sure that when we are sending up supplications to the Most High, that we acknowledge and recognize the power of the blood of Jesus. You know, through the blood of Jesus, there was sacrifice that was made on our behalf. We would not be here without that sacrifice. And I even recognize daily, you know, that the blood of Jesus is what speaks on my behalf. You know, the blood of Jesus speaks for me. I ask the Father to cleanse me from anything that is not of Him. You know, I ask Him to literally wash me with the blood of Jesus, to cover me with the blood of Jesus. So we have to recognize that without the blood of Jesus, we are literally nothing. And this is why this ministry is opposed so much, you know, on so many different fronts, because everyone is not recognizing the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. You know, those are the two main things. But once we understand that, you know, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus is so paramount for us, then we understand that that literally is most of the battle. Most of the battle right there is because of, you know, the victory that we have in the blood of Jesus. Without that, we don't have the victory. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Very good. I want to read you another quote here. It says, fear is the biggest weapon Satan uses against people. Fear paralyzes and brings great torment. Satan and his demons detect your fear. If you are afraid, they will use your fear against you. People get demonized because of fear. So in spiritual warfare, please don't be afraid. It says, everywhere, people are in a cage of fear. Fear paralyzes progress and can kill. The Bible says that fear brings torment, but perfect love casts away fear. It's His will for His child to live free from fear. For the Most High has not given us that spirit. This particular spirit is sent. It will try to torment, hinder, paralyze, neutralize, and kill your hope. Okay, so if you see that pattern, if you see the hopelessness or despair or death or the depression that you fight, consider fear. These prayers, or there are prayers, that will mutilate and destroy fear and its assignment in your life, maybe that's a good place for you to start. your war is against your own fears. Right? As you build up your effectual fervent prayers of the righteous that avail much against your own fears, then you can join in the warfare for our shepherd and for his house and for community, the hub, the marine kingdom, etc. So start where you are and don't feel overwhelmed. Come on, Jennifer.
And you can have preconceived fears, you know, fears that you actually allow to be conjured up because you have not dealt with them properly. You know, fears of something happening 2 days from now. You know, and we're in today. We're not in tomorrow yet at all. But we could be fearful because we're thinking on tomorrow, and then you start to worry. And then there's fear that comes in, and then there's doubt that comes in. And so this is why it's important to get a hold of those things before they start to actually manifest and get a hold of your mind. Sister Ashley.
Question in the chat says, please talk about the prayer of Azarel, like Brother Daniel spoke about yesterday, especially learning how to praise in the fire without getting distracted in times of great diversity. I got to think about David, who said, my soul shall make her boast in thee. We sing the song, you know, my soul shall make her boast in thee, right? He is commanding his soul to do something that at times is not going to be easy. That, once again, is a retraining of your natural man, making it follow what your spirit is telling it to do. So when you command your soul to fast or your soul to be healed or my soul shall be joyful in Yah, it's definitely, my sister, there are many times, especially with women who are so, you know, we are so weak and led by many emotions and we're led astray so easily. It is a engagement in war like you have never embarked on in your life to command your soul to be encouraged, or to command your soul to boast in the Most High Yah. And for certain, that's what I think about with that prayer and the prayer of Azarel, because they are able to produce something that's not easy because it was a pattern of what they were doing in their lives already. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, when you think about the Psalms is full of commands. Is full of commanding your soul. You know, bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Like you're literally commanding your soul to bless Yahweh. Even when David was literally speaking to himself, you know, why are you downcast? You know, why are you, you're asking yourself, why are you upset, literally? So you're commanding your soul to get in the right position so that it can praise Yahweh, because you understand that your soul needs to be praising Yah. So when you look at the Psalms, literally David was commanding his soul, and that's the position that we need to be in. And when praise is always, you know, it's always the option, it's always right there, then it's not going to be difficult for you to praise when things are when things are not going for what you think is the right way, you know. But always look at the positive in everything. Like Brother Daniel said, when he was in that ditch, you know, when he was in the trench, he was thanking Yah for the clay, you know, thanking Yah for the mud, thanking Yah, like, you know, finding anything to thank Yah for in the midst of it. And that is what we have to really, really get in our hearts, to thank Yah no matter what. Father, I thank you for this season right here. You know, thank you for allowing me to learn what you're teaching me in this season. I thank you for keeping me, and I thank you for not abandoning me. I thank you for never leaving me. I thank you that, you know, your loving commitment is enduring forever, that your mercy, it will always last forever. You know, always find the reasons to thank him. Sister Ashley?
Yes, my sister, I'll share with you or anyone else who's interested. I'll throw myself on the sword for sure. And I think it's definitely the American influence and the cultural influence that I had mentally the bondage that I've had mentally. I remember distinctly the transition in my mentality when I noticed, recognized, or even was enlightened to my mind when I wanted something big. All right, you got your mind on something big. I need this answered. I need this deliverance. I need this calamity to go away. I need this person to stop opposing me. I need whatever. You're waiting on that thing. So you despise the day of small things. You won't have your eye on anything Yah's doing. You won't have your perception on Yah. You won't know where he's at or what he's doing in the small things, because you're so focused on the thing that you don't see and the thing you don't have that you can't say, wow, you know, I just asked for encouragement and that sister texted me. You know, I just needed a hair dryer. Ain't nobody need no hair dryer, right? What else can I use? I was just wanting that book. And it's right here in front of me. You know, the little bitty things like, We go to Walmart. Y'all got to laugh at me on this one. Not often we go to Walmart. And y'all know those two-seater shopping carts. You put your two children in the front. And they're, you know, up high and they're riding with you. We're, you know, the Bell boys are expecting Yahweh to provide that shopping cart every time we ever go out. That's a small thing. You know, that's a small thing for me because I'm over here. They don't know I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm seeking y'all on stuff that was just, y'all just have no idea, you know, my life. And they're over here like, yeah, it's right beside the car. We pulled up. We go inside. It's right. There's one right there. Somebody left it, you know, tucked in a crack. You seen it, right, Tammy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she been with me too. They're like, yeah, y'all gave us the shopping cart. You know, so we want to have that childlike faith that. We see them in the small things. And so back to my mentality, I don't know how many years I despise the small things. Honestly, as I was awaiting the Red Sea to part, I could not see the small things. Shout out to Sister Toma. She's the initiation of a changed mind. She was used by the Most High quite some time, a long time ago. Said something, didn't even know she said it, that showed me, wow, I ain't even noticing you in these little things. So like Mother Jennifer said, we praise him for that. We praise him for them small things. Your hallelujah will be genuine, you know, throughout any storm as you patiently await your big battles to be ended. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer.
I will say, Sister Ashley, that, you know, I'm glad you brought up the children, because watching the children will really teach you a whole new level of appreciation, because they do have that childlike faith that we're supposed to have. And if you watch them and learn from them, then you will learn to appreciate what you might consider the small things. But, you know, it's really not a small thing at all, that Yah cares about every single detail. You know, he even cares about them having that shopping cart. And it really is an encouraging thing. And he even cares enough that, you know, the day that the shopping cart's not there, they're fine. They're okay with that. But it's just, you know, everything, every single detail, he is so detailed in how he deals with us and so loving, and how he just really is patient with us and how he takes his time with us. And, you know, it's kind of like it's just so tailor-made for each and every one of us. And we can even be excited when he does the little things for our sister, you know, and we can get her to see the excitement in the little things as well. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Hey, be right back. Let's play a song that never gets old. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight.
Just the truth.
gracious and full of compassion, and slow to anger. You've been good to me, show me much mercy, and that's why I pray, yeah. All the creation will praise your saints, bless your name, yeah. Speak of your glory, your kingdom, and yes, we'll spread the pain. Your dominion and do it through our generations. Give up creation and
praise y'all. Welcome back. Hallelujah to another sister. I got another quote for you or a sound clip. You ready, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, I'm ready, Sister Ashley.
All right, here we go. Two more for the night.
Previous years, I went on YouTube, and sure enough, there's this maritime spirit and the queen of coast, and you go on there, everybody's talking about all over the place, but you know what's really missing, though?
What's missing, Pastor? Let's make sure we get this. What is missing? I know we're all interested. Everybody wants to know what's going on with this kingdom. This kingdom is from the beginning. We're just stupid, right? That's all Satan sees us too. We're just stupid. So hallelujah, Yah, for your mercy and bringing us online. So let's hear from our shepherd what's going on, because I haven't watched a single thing. I don't mean that towards anybody who has, because I actually got a playlist, a watch later, sent to me from a small group of sisters. Thankful that I'm just piling it up. But y'all remember what I always say, without a video, without a book, without a paper, even without your Bible, do you got a connection? Can you get answers? Can you get leadings? Can you find discernment? Can you help a brother or sister out, right? That's your desire. If you can do that, hallelujah for studying. And hallelujah for everyone who is being led, because we're all very different, to study into any of these points, okay? So, back to his statement.
People are giving out what they do. They're giving out information, but they're not going into the intricate details of the reason why that the Father wants us to really truly know what's going on. And they're not collaborating on the enemy's position to give wisdom to Israel to show them what we need to do, how to overcome it. See, it's one thing to identify, but it's the old Hegelian dialectic. You got problems, then you have a reaction, and now you need a solution. So you got people out there that's talking about it a lot, but they're just repeating what other people are saying. They're not...
Whose job is the audience to feed us with knowledge and understanding?
Shepherds,
exactly. So he can discern that you guys are just repeating, listening to one another, and just regurgitating each other's talk. Now, that's not a problem getting some of that knowledge into you. Just make sure when it's time to get it out that you're going to go his way, pastor's way, pastor's pace.
Right. Not really bringing forth solutions. So, but we're going to bring forth solutions. You know, we're pretty pinpoint, spot on. And we thank the Holy Spirit for that. So, again, I can't say it enough. We need to pray for old Pastor Dow and Straightway community here, because we're in it. We're in the war. Bind the spirit of death that's trying to work against any Israelite spirits, because, you know, they, like I said before, they can try to use witchcraft and cast all the spells and everything they want to do in his life. And all it takes is just one Israelite, one saint that is born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, just to rebuke them one time using the name of Jesus, and they cancel out everything. That's how powerful his name is. That's literally how powerful his name is. And while we're there, we need to command the morning. Remember to wake up when you're in the morning, command the morning and your day. Cover yourself. Cover your community. Cover your homestead. Cover your children by the blood. Because the blood would never lose its power. So it looks like we're going to be speaking about spiritual warfare. We've been doing it a lot these summer months. But it looks like we're going to carry this thing right on through up into the tabernacles and maybe well on in the tabernacles. But I know one thing, we got a job to do. Because the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Yahshua, Jesus Christ, came to give life and that more abundantly. So I thought I'd come on here for a little bit and put out word, this note right here, so I can try my best to keep Israel sober as to what's really truly going on, so that the word of Yah will not be hindered.
Hallelujah. So that the word of Yah will not be hindered. Mother Jennifer, your thoughts?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. You know, as we learn our shepherd, we have to really take it upon ourselves to learn his wisdom, you know, to learn what his approach is and not just regurgitate what he says, but actually walk in the wisdom that he's giving. When you are given knowledge, you have to be able to put that into practice. You know, it's not enough to just regurgitate and talk about what he has said. We have a responsibility to actually walk it out. And once you walk it out, then you can apply the knowledge that you've been given, and that's when it becomes wisdom for you. So very good that Pastor talked about how people will give out information, but they don't know how to provide a solution, you know, because they're just repeating what they have heard. And we have to actually learn how to follow the wisdom that he's given so that we don't fall into that same category. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Well said. Yes, yes. As a deliverance worker myself, or as a deliverance ministry, it's not wise to just throw out everything we know. I've learned that from Pastor. He speaks in due season, you know, instant in and out of season, of course, but he speaks in due season. So there's a lot of things, honestly, that we don't talk about on the show. There's a lot of things that I don't talk about on the show. These are speaking to a large crowd and a lot of mentalities, and it wouldn't benefit. It would be, honestly, like casting out, how do I say it? I remember when Pastor used to say that there were things he held back, and I was sitting in the chair like, oh, man, come on. Like, come on. But then you understand that it's not about one person, and we are a body, and we move together. And so that's why if we can come up out of the lukewarm stage and grow together, we can have much more fed to us. There's a lot of things, even my husband's been like, don't say that on the show. Don't talk about that. Don't share that testimony, and don't put it out there. You know, I've had things come to my mind that I would be meditating on and want to share, and it's like I got smacked from the Holy Spirit straight from the heavens. Like, don't even think about it. I'm like, okay, well, I can't make up that experience. That is not, you know, that is not an earthly experience, I'm telling you. So there's a lot of dynamics to having the show and just staying in our place. Talking to all of us, trying to get us on one mind. Let's learn to fight together, live together, dwell together, be unified, right, and move as one machine. That's my last clip. That's all I got. Let's see. No, it's not my last clip. I got one I'm ending with from Lion's Den, Mother Jennifer. But go ahead and wrap up your thoughts.
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, you know, it's a very good show. We are truly learning. You know, what we're learning in spiritual warfare is really a blessing, and you can't go anywhere else and get this level of teaching. So we have to make sure that we are prayed up, that we are covering our shepherd in prayer so that he can get the information that we need as well. So that's all I wanted to say. Sister Ashley, bless you.
Bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a phone call of a sister who wants to share a testimony. Keep it in line, of course, with tonight's topic and show. Hallelujah. And I'm going to end the show with a clip from Lion's Den. Mother, you want to stick around and share your thoughts after talking to our sister, or would you like to go and listen?
I'll go and listen, Sister Ashley. I look forward to hearing the testimony.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, my sister, I'm waiting on you. Call on in. Let's see what you got. Coming from, I'm not going to give her state away just in case. Well, you guys are going to recognize her voice, right? You couldn't recognize her voice. There we go. Bring her on up, Sakina's 504. 504. Bless you, 504, you're live. Shalom.
Bless y'all. Bless you, Mother. Bless you, Sister Ashley, and all the audience.
Bless you, Sister Dorothy. Everybody knows your voice. Hey, tell everybody what state you're in.
Louisiana.
Louisiana, how many years you been with us?
Let's see. Going on 22. Going on 4 years.
Going on 4 years. It's been a ride already, huh?
It's been a ride, but hallelujah for it.
Hallelujah.
I pray to keep riding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Share what's on your heart and share your testimony, my sister.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So it came to me to share the testimony of my master's third daughter. We had her about a little over a month ago. And y'all were speaking earlier on the prayers of the righteous availing much. And Pastor is asking to be covered right now and the importance of it. And it's like Mother said, you do always have to be ready because there could be someone in a time of need. And I just wanted to speak on how much with the experience with this last birth, I not only needed the Father, I needed his people, and I needed the prayers to be heard. And so I just want to share that it was my master and another sister, and the labor part went beautifully, and I was able to do all of that home. And we did have, you know, some saints praying for us for the birth, and the baby came out, everything was fine. But a short time after the baby came out, we went to deliver the placenta, and a lot of blood came. And when the placenta came out, it was ruptured. And the bleeding just continued on. And my master was praying, was binding. And I want to just say that I know that we were being prayed for because visually a lot was happening, but fear did not have its way. Chaos did not have its way. Everyone remained calm. I believe the Father really shielded my mind because my focus was on the baby. And a lot of, like I said, the bleeding kept happening. And my body did start to react from it. I did start to shake, and I looked a little pale. And so we did get some counsel on from an experienced sister who does a lot with midwifery, that it would be in the best interest for me to go to the hospital. And so he said yes. But the Father kept my mind. My blood pressure stayed and remained stable the entire time, even though the placenta was ruptured and the cord was white. The baby had beautiful color, was vigorous, and we did have to spend 2 days at the hospital. Some things did have to be done to me when I got there. It was very painful. But the Father delivered us from it. And when I got home and I really got to press in with Yah, I had never felt his spirit so strong. And it was extremely humbling. And when your flesh is weak like that, you know, y'all were also speaking on fasting, you can really experience the Father in a whole new different level. I have fasted before, but I have never felt him like that before. And so I just wanted to share that. And I also wanted to thank everyone that prayed for us. Because I do believe there was a spirit of death trying to work there. But the Father preserved me, and it wasn't the time. And so I give all glory and honor to him, and I'm thankful for his sparing. But I just, again, wanted to share that I know that there were saints praying, and I believe that's why we were shielded and protected from all that was trying to work. And that's what I wanted to share. Thank you, Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Hey, that's a good concrete example of the question that was asked earlier on in the show about the impact of praying for a wife or a mother, a woman. What does that look like? What is it like, right? Whatever that question was, I think it was Sister Sharon and, all the way over there in Africa. Beautiful, timely. Thank you. Thank you to your husband for letting you even share it. You never know who will be blessed by it. All glory and praise and honor belongs to our soon coming King, Sister Dorothy. Bless your body. Bless your husband's daughter. All of them.
Hallelujah.
Love you dearly. Thank you so much for calling in.
Love y'all.
Really
shalom.
Hallelujah. Bless y'all. Oh, bless you. All right, let's go out with the powerful and exclusive ending of Lion's Den from 7/13/2022. It's good to see everybody's face. You know, when the chair is empty, you know you're missing somebody, right?
Right.
With that new fourth-day schedule. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Bless y'all. You never know if I'll be here next week. Could be a few days. It'll be my last show for a few weeks. Who knows? But bless y'all. Love y'all dearly. Here we go.
For according to truth and judgment, didst thou bring all these things upon us because of our sin. For we have sinned and committed lawlessness, departing from thee. In all things we have trespassed, and not obeyed thy commandments, nor kept them. Neither done as thou hast commanded us, that it might go well with us.
Now, look at him just being real with y'all.
Straight up.
He's sitting there with this, they did this to me, they did that to me, and this person did this, y'all. No, he being, look, y'all, this is what we have done to you. Huh? Keep going.
Wherefore, all that thou hast brought upon us, and everything that thou hast done to us, thou hast done in true judgment. And thou didst deliver us into the hands of lawless enemies, most hateful forsakers of Yah. And to an unjust king and the most wicked in all the world.
Well, guess what? He was saying the most wicked in the world at that point. What about the unjust kings that we under now? Huh? In this wicked world. You think they on this level of wickedness? Worse off than what we see today. Now watch this. Keep going.
And now we cannot open our mouths. We are become a shame and a reproach to thy servants and to them that worship thee. Yet deliver us not up wholly for thy name's sake, neither disannul thou thy covenant, and cause not thy mercy to depart from us, for thy beloved Abraham's sake, for thy servant Isaac's sake, and for thy holy Israel's sake, to whom thou hast spoken and promised that thou wouldest multiply their seed as the stars of heaven.
Now watch this. You see what he does? Acknowledges his sin. Then he goes back to the promises of Yah. Ask, forgive me. Forgive me, Yahweh, for this that I've acknowledged already, right? And then I'm going to go back to what you promised. I'm going to go back to what you promised. Okay? Now watch this. I want you to go to verse 20. Read from verse 20. Watch this.
Deliver us also according to thy marvelous works. And give glory to thy name, O Master. Let all them that do thy service hurt be ashamed. And let them be confounded in all their power and might.
and let their strength be broken. Are we praying like that? Come on. Are we praying like that?
Come on.
That everybody that want to see us fall, all these wicked spirits I hear that these people submitted to and trying to send them our way, are we praying like this? You see, this is what Pastor was talking about today. Well, keep going. And let them know that thou art Yah, the only Yah, and glorious over the whole earth. You see, this is why I be praying when I be sending curses back. When folks bring curses on, I send them back. I say, Yah, pin it to their chest, pin it to their mind. That they know who you are. And that they know who they spoken against is your child. This is how I pray. Because I said they pray like that. And they got answers. This is how I'm going to pray. Because I want answers too.
Sure.
Keep going. And the king's servants that put them in, cease not to make the oven hot with roses, pitch, tow, and small wood, so that the flame streamed forth above the furnace 49 cubits. And it passed through and burned those Chaldeans it found about the furnace. But the angel of Yahweh came down into the oven together with Azariah and his fellows, and smote the flame of the fire out of the oven.
Come on.
And made the midst of the furnace as it had been a moist whistling wind, so that the fire touched them not at all. You ain't never heard this in your Christian churches. You ain't never heard this. All you heard them talk about was the three Hebrew boys. That's all you heard them talk about. You ain't never heard this in your Christian churches. Went and burned up the Chaldeans after they tried to make it even hotter and hotter. But you mean to tell me a whirling wind like in a mist? In the midst of this?
Yeah.
Come on, keep reading it. Neither hurt nor troubled them. Come on. Then the three, as out of one mouth, praised, glorified, and blessed. Then the three out of what? As out of one mouth. Out of one mouth. The three as out of one mouth. Which means they was on one accord.
That's it. Come on.
On one accord, heard, keep going, praise, glorify, and bless Yahweh in the furnace, saying, Blessed art thou, O Yahweh Elohim of our fathers, and to be praised and exalted above all forever. Forever. Come on. And blessed is thy glorious and holy name, and to be praised and exalted above all forever.
Hallelujah.
Come on, man. Blessed art thou in the temple of thy holy glory. And to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Man, come on.
Blessed art thou that beholdest the depth and sittest upon the cherubim, and to be praised and exalted above all forever.
He beholds the depth and he's sitting on the cherubim. At the same time, the whole earth is filled with his glory. Come on, man.
Blessed art thou on the glorious throne of thy kingdom, and to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Forever.
Blessed art thou in the firmament of heaven.
Come on, man.
Above all, to be praised and glorified.
Above all. Come on, man.
Oh, all ye works of Yahweh, bless ye the Master. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ye heavens, bless Yahweh.
Come on.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Forever.
Oh, ye angels of Yahweh, bless ye the Master. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Forever. Come on.
Oh, all ye waters that be above the heavens, bless ye Yahweh.
Come on.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Come on.
Oh, all ye powers of Yahweh, bless ye the Master. Praise and exalt him above all.
Even the powers of Yahweh, bless him. Come on, man.
Oh, ye sun and moon, bless ye Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ye stars of heaven, bless ye the Master. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Oh, man.
Oh, every shower and dew, bless ye Yahweh.
Just a day. Every shower and dew. Every time you go outside and it's just a little wet. Praise ye Yahweh.
Come on, man. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Come on.
All ye winds, bless ye Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Man, come on, bro. This game day, bro. Keep going, man.
Oh, ye fire.
Run out the tunnel, damn it.
Bless ye Yahweh. Come on. Come on. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Hallelujah. Will ye winter and summer?
Yeah.
Bless ye Yahweh.
Come on.
Praise and exalt him above all forever. Man, the winter and the summer. The winter and the summer. The winter and the summer. Come on, bro. Will ye do the storms of the snow? Bless ye Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Come on, man. Will ye nurse the day? Bless ye the Master. Bless and exalt him above all forever,
man. Come on.
Oh, ye light and darkness. Bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Keep going.
Oh, ye ice and cold. Bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Oh, ye mountains, bless ye, the master. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
I hope y'all charged up there. I'm charged. Keep going, bro.
Oh, ye seas and rivers, bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ye whales and all that move in the waters, bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Oh, all ye fowls of the air,
come on.
Bless ye, the master. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Yes.
Oh, all ye beasts and cattle, bless the master. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Oh, ye children of men, bless ye, Yahweh.
Huh?
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Come on,
Israel. Bless ye, your master.
Come on, Israel.
Praise and exalt him above all forever. Oh, ye priests of Yahweh, bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all
forever. He's saying, exalt him above all forever.
Ye servants of Yahweh, bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Come on.
Oh, ye spirits and souls of the righteous, bless ye, Yahweh.
Hey, could my praise and worship the only one he's going to accept? The spirits and the souls of who? The righteous. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Come on, man.
Oh, ye holy and humble men of heart. Bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Come on.
Oh, Ananias, Azariah, and Mishael. Bless ye, Yahweh. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Forever.
Far has he delivered us from hell and saved us from the hand of death.
Come on.
And delivered us out of the midst of the furnace and burning flame.
Come on.
Even out of the midst of the fire has he delivered us. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, because he is gracious. For his mercy endures
forever.
Oh, all ye that worship Yahweh, bless the Elohim of Elohim. Praise him and give him thanks.
For his mercy endures forever.